But let's get to today's fan poll, and we will open it up for calls because why not? It's a Monday, and there's a lot of stuff to get to. Let's do the listener poll, the fan poll. It is a fantastic thing. I put it up there this morning at 6:14 a.m., and question is very simple. What's the biggest Monday topic? Answer A, UNC gives NIT the Heisman. Answer 2, Duke wins the ACC tournament. Answer C, Panthers trade for number 1. And answer Roman numeral 4.
And the answer,
Kane's offense MIA. Until about 10 minutes ago, the Kane's offense being missing in action was first. The Panthers trading for the first overall pick is once again number 1. 36.8% there, 34.8% looking for the Carolina Hurricanes goal scoring. The third choice, UNC giving the NIT the Heisman, and the fourth choice, Duke winning the ACC championship, UNC getting 18.3% of the vote. That's where I want to start because I think it's the biggest deal today. Hurricanes offense is what it is. The Panthers trading for number 1 is a big, big deal. But this is an ongoing story because there's a lot that is going to happen between now and the draft. No, they are not trading down. Stop it. And Duke winning the ACC championship, we are going to talk about it. But to me, the story of today is the decision last night for North Carolina to skip the NIT. Thanks, but no thanks. Contrary to popular opinion on social media, North Carolina has not routinely done this. That was actually said. I don't know who, but I was reading it in my time. I'm like, what are you talking about? It's never happened. Not in the modern era of college basketball. Not in an expanded field. Granted, they haven't been in this position very often. But in the 2 years since they expanded to 64 teams, they went to the NIT. Matt Doherty went to the NIT. They lost in the third round. They were eligible. They lost a ton of games 1 year, and they didn't even make the NIT because they weren't eligible. But Matt Doherty went in his third year, and they lost to Georgetown in the third round. And Roy Williams had a team that had the likes of, I'm not even kidding here, Ed Davis was a first-round NBA draft pick. Tyler Zeller, who was a first-round NBA draft pick. John Henson, who was a first-round NBA draft pick. The Ware twins, who then transferred and played at UCLA. Like, that team went to the NIT. Why is this team above it? And that's the way I look at it. I get the humanity of it. I get the disappointment of their season and how they were built up by other people. And ultimately, they didn't meet anybody's expectations, obviously their own, but also everybody else's, and they heard about it for 5 months. I get it. But where did the lack of leadership in the program allow it to manifest itself in that we could just pull the plug? We're done. I was told that sports builds character, helps to build character. I was told about that. I was told about how you fight through. I know, like, people sent me the quotes from the Hubert Davis introductory press conference. We're always going to play. We're always going to be there. We're always going to fight. I guess until we decide we don't want to. Disappointing. I get it that Baycott, Davis, Love, Black, I can understand them not wanting to play. I can absolutely understand that. I also remember hearing Caleb Love said, I'll play. I remember, and now Dennis, you talked to Caleb Love before we get to calls here.
I did.
You said you talked to Caleb Love. You talked to Armando Baycott, uh-huh, who said he doesn't want to, but he'll do what the coach tells him to do.
That's right.
So where's Hubert?
Good question.
I love Hubert Davis. It pains me to call foul, if you will, on Hubert Davis. I love Hubert Davis. I loved him last year. I love him this year. I will always love that guy. But it bothers me that this was somehow a collaborative effort when it should have been Hubert saying, we're playing. Who's playing? North Carolina's showing up to the NIT. Who's coming? You don't want to play? That's fine. You have the right to opt out. Because it isn't about the four or five guys who might not want to play. It's about the program. My feeling on that. 860-5-FAN, 860-5326. Todd in Kinston. Todd, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going? First of all, I just want to give a shout-out to Brian Hall. It was good hearing from him. I went to school with him back at Our Lady of Grace in Greensboro. So
look at
good
this.
To see that he's going to Sacramento since we ain't going anywhere. But, I mean, last time I checked, sports was a dictatorship, and I think Hubert has given this team way too much power. He should have said, we're going. If nothing else, I'm going to develop some guys that didn't get a whole lot of playing time because chances are we may lose some of these guys. And I would just like – he's not going to come out and say it, but I would like, you know, Roy's 2 cents on this decision, and I'm just wondering if, you know, Bubba Cunningham was in on this because we probably would have had the first two games if we won in Chapel Hill,
right,
home crowd.
Yes, you don't know what kind of home crowd that would be, though, and I think they were probably – there were probably some people who were leery of a half-filled Smith Center, but that, to me, that's a secondary concern. Also, the finances involved is a secondary concern for me. The primary concern is it's not about the players. It's not about these guys deciding. It's about the program. I mean, with all respect to Armando Bacot and Caleb Love and R.J. Davis and Leaky Black, and to a lesser extent, Pete Nance, the program is going to be around well after their basketball playing is done. This is about the University of North Carolina. And I don't think you let players make these decisions. Oh, I mean, I'm not completely ignoring what they went through. I'm not ignoring it at all. I recognize how difficult this year must have been. But to me, Hubert Davis is like, should be, we are playing. We are accepting this bid. Who's going to show up and play?
Yeah, I hate it for Leaky Black because I would have loved to have seen him play a little bit more. And I just feel like Armando is just worried about his next appearance on Outer Banks.
We didn't need that that kind of loaded comment there, Todd. what's the resentment towards Armando who gave it all this year?
I mean, I like Armando. I feel like, you know, he should have manned up and said, hey, let's go, let's win as many games as we're able to win. Let's keep playing.
Like I said, there is a disappointment that is natural for all of those guys. And I think Armando, I think he wore the weight of this entire season on his face this year. I really do. But
yeah,
I think
I know
Armando would have
been healthy for the whole season.
Yeah,
either,
but I think Armando would have played if the team was going to go. He said, because I know, Dennis, you talked to him, but the clip I heard, you know, he said, I don't want to go.
He don't want to go, but if Hubert, they say we'll go, then I'll play.
I'll do whatever the head coach tells me to do. So, yeah. So to me, this decision should have been Hubert Davis's alone to make.
So I agree.
And it should have been about the program, not about the feelings of players who were completely crushed and heartbroken over the way their season went, which, again, I absolutely understand. Absolutely understand. All right, keep it, keep holding it down in Kinston, Todd.
All right, appreciate it. Take it easy, guys.
You got it. Mike is in Wilmington. Mike, what's going on?
Well, I hate to say this. I wish Hubert would have just said, no, we're going. Y'all don't, if you, anybody doesn't want to go, just stay home because he needs to develop those young kids because the heat is going to be on him next year. After this season, because I blame Hubert, and I'm sorry, I like Hubert like you, but he totally fouled this season up not playing the younger players, not giving them the playing time that they needed to develop.
Yeah, you know? I mean, I'm not, it's hard to argue. Look, I wish they would have played their bench more. We're not in practice, so it's hard. No. It's hard to say why we didn't see those guys play, right?
But
they were all recruited for a reason, and it would have been nice. This would have been a great opportunity, even if Baycott doesn't have to leave the program. We could simply say Armando Baycott's ankle needs rest, and there's no sense in him fighting through pain to play in the NIT.
Oh, yeah.
Right? We could have easily done that. Nobody would have been upset about that. Baycott's been a great player for this team.
But and also, listen, Roy went, but Dean Smith went a couple of times to the NIT back in the early 70s before they expanded the field.
Yeah, but I don't want to go back and use a bygone era, because everything is different then.
I get it.
Right?
But still, it is about the development of the younger players, and the heat will be on Hubert starting next year.
Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree with that. The Heat's always going to be on the head coach. The Heat was on Hubert last year, too. The Heat's on Hubert this year. I don't think Hubert is going to get fired anytime soon. Mike and Wilmington, I appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
It is about the young guys, but it's also about this is the program. And if you want to say, well, what benefit is there to playing in the NIT? Well, I would just say, why do we have it? Why did they feel it was okay to go in 2010? Why did they feel it was okay to go in 2003? And the reason is they must have seen some benefit in 2010. This era is not that much different than 2010. So miss me with the NIT isn't good enough for us. Miss me with that, because there's a lot of good programs that are in it. Villanova, Michigan, others. Clemson is the top seed. So I don't buy that. You're not going to convince me with, what can we benefit? Again, there are 7 players who could play. If the veteran players who played the lion's share of the minutes don't want to play, we got 7 players who can play. And if they don't all want to play, they don't all want to play. I bet you got a bunch of kids who busted their ass in practice who would play. I don't care if they're walk-ons. Go out, get drilled. But the program should have played.
The Venture X card from Capital One gives you premium travel benefits, perfect for seeing Taylor Swift the Eras Tour, presented by Capital One. Ooh, I do love her. Earn 5x miles on flights and 10x miles on hotels through Capital One Travel.
Enjoy your stay in Suite 13.
Whoa, 13? That's Taylor's lucky number. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Panthers trading for number one, which happened Friday afternoon, is winning the poll right now. Darren Gant, Panthers.com. I thought we should ask the old guy. There's got to be a lot of excitement running through Mint Street these days. I don't know how far behind the scenes you can take me, but take me behind the scenes to the excitement running through the building.
Well, I think obviously there should be excitement. They haven't been in this position since 2011 when some guy named Cam Newton came in with the first pick in the draft. And while we don't know that this next guy might turn into a Cam Newton or anything approaching it, what you do know is they've got a shot to get off the wheel. And this was kind of always the intent. As I wrote on Panthers.com, this was probably coming the minute you put this staff together. When you get Frank Reich and he says, oh, yeah, I can get you Jim Caldwell. I can get you Thomas Brown. I can get you Josh McCown. You didn't bring all those guys in to coach mid-grade free agents or leftovers or seventh-round picks. You got those guys because you believe they can make a difference for you on offense. And now if you want to empower that star-studded coaching staff, you give them something like this. And we don't know how that's going to turn out. And I think that's probably the – the biggest takeaway from me is right now there is excitement about getting to that spot. But if anybody who does what I do, or anyone, tells you, oh, they're absolutely doing this to go get fill in the blank, that person's lying to you, and you should remember it, because they're just trying to sound more authoritative than they can possibly be, because they don't know yet.
So you, how many quarterbacks do you think they really like right now?
I think a lot of this, you know, you go into the evaluation process when you were still picking nine. And I think as you looked at that group, it runs four deep. I mean, it was the four first-round guys.
Right.
It was Young, it was Stroud, it was Levis, it was Richardson, in some order. And your mileage may vary depending on which team you happen to work for. But I think they kind of looked at that clump of four, and those are still the guys, you know, that I think you've got to look at. And you know, they have been you know, I think it's obvious that they want to continue to look at all those guys. They'll go to all the pro days. They'll show faith in Columbus, in Kentucky, in Alabama, at Florida, the end of the month. And they'll be seen at all these places to kind of keep everybody in the mind. I mean, I think there is some probably, I don't want to say uncertainty, but I think they're willing to play this thing out and do the long play on this one and see, you know, if they get to Columbus and they go out and have a steak with CJ Stroud and they decide this is absolutely the guy, then maybe they go that way. But maybe they show up in Tuscaloosa the next day and have the same experience with Bryce Young and think, wait a minute, we got to rethink this. So I think there are still some options for the coming weeks, but I think by and large, just the opportunity to change the trajectory of that position was the reason they did this.
Darren Gant, Panthers.com, joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. We ask the old guy as often as he'll allow us to ask him. I remember the conversation that we had back in 2011 going into that draft, and you were of the mind.
You remember that?
Oh, yes.
I don't remember what I had for breakfast.
I remember. And you know what? You're going to remember this, too, because you said, don't overthink it. Cam Newton was the number one pick. So my question here is, do we have anybody that even approaches that ilk?
No, I don't think so. Not yet. I think it's become more complicated. And I tell you what, I mean, if you had asked me this on December 1st,
right,
I would have said that Bryce Young is probably that guy. And just because you can say whatever you want about his size, he did this at the highest level, against the highest level defenses really successfully. And I don't know that I would have necessarily put C.J. Stroud into that category until the Georgia game. And I think that one kind of made everybody recalibrate a little bit and say, oh, okay, well, he is. He might not just be an ordinary Ohio State quarterback. He might be that guy. And I think when you see him in that setting now, you know, we're going to parse this thing out over the next 6.5, 7 weeks to the infinite degree, but I don't think there is that Cam guy. I mean, Mike Mayock's evaluation at the time, notwithstanding, that Blaine Gabbert would be a better NFL quarterback than Cam Newton, which I don't think has turned out. And oh, by the way, Mike Mayock's not a general manager anymore. Yeah, other than that, I don't necessarily see that clear cut, because I think there are arguments you can make in the favor of either one of them.
Look, you brought the name up of the guy that I think is the best quarterback in the draft. The guy who reads the defense is the best, throws the ball accurately,
right,
most accurately. He's the best guy, but he's 5'10 and about 185 pounds with quarters in his pocket. And I my fear is that, forget about the fact that he's 5'10". Russell Wilson is 5'10", but he's only 185 pounds, and he doesn't have the frame that's going to get that much bigger. So I'm afraid he'll break. And
Adam, he weighed 204 pounds at the scouting combine. Did you not get the memo?
I missed that one, and I'm also buying it.
Perhaps he drank a gallon of water before he got on the scale. I don't know, but
Yeah, I mean, I do think if we run the risk of saying something that will be viewed as silly 10 years from now. If you get hung up, okay, 204, maybe that's – but would the difference between 198 and 191 make a – I don't know. How much of a difference does it have to be? I mean, is he little? He is, of course. I mean, he's smaller than the prototype, and there's going to be that concern. But I just think the thing that stands out to me, he doesn't play a little guy's game. He plays a regular-sized quarterback's game. He's reading defenses. He's making checks at the line. He's doing NFL stuff. You know, he's been playing for Bill O'Brien, and that's an NFL offense.
Right.
So I like his ability to do it at the NFL level. And, you know, I think there are certain things that will change the way you think about him. I mean, obviously, these guys are trying to keep Bradley Bozeman around. And if you keep your center and what is a really good offensive line, then I think you automatically feel better about it. But with any of these guys, it's going to be about who you surround them with.
Yes.
You know, the best thing that happened to Cam Newton in 11, you know, even though he and Steve weren't a successful long-term relationship, the best thing they did for Cam in 11 was go out and sign a trade for a Greg Olsen and sign him a Jeremy Shockey and have a couple of those guys. So I think no matter who it is, these first few hours of free agency, first couple days of free agency, I should say, maybe you trade for a target, whether it's a receiver or a tight end. I think you have to consider those in unison. And you've got to give him help.
You bring up, you actually went to my next question. It'll be my last one for Darren Gant. At Darren Gant on Twitter, asktheoldguypanthers.com, that with the trade of DJ Moore, with including DJ Moore in the deal, there basically are no receivers, no like credible top flight receivers on Mint Street right now. So if you bring in a quarterback, be it Young or be it Stroud or Richardson or Levis, then they don't have anybody to throw to. They need seven new bodies. They need a bunch of wide receivers. They need at least two tight ends, and they need a running back out of the backfield that can catch the ball.
Right.
That's a lot to get to. I know they have their draft picks. They have one, which they're going to use in a quarterback. They have an early second. They've got a third. They've got two fourths. They can certainly restock there, but that's what they have to do, no?
Right. Yeah, it would be a perfect situation if you had DJ Moore and Christian McCaffrey here. Oh, wait, without DJ Moore and Christian McCaffrey, you don't have the picks to make this deal.
Correct.
So, you know, I think realistically, yeah, sure. I mean, would you have wanted to give DJ Moore in this deal? I don't think the Bears do it when they did it without DJ in that deal because, you know, they're thinking of it the same way. I mean, they've got a Justin Fields problem that they're trying to figure out, and they need to give him a premier receiver to see if he can be his best self. So I think they were insistent on DJ being part of this for this to get done in March. I mean, if not, then I think they might have ridden it out until April and tried to see who was going to offer the biggest collection of picks. Because, I mean, honestly, going from 1 to 9 is not ideal for the Bears if you don't get DJ Moore because it takes you out of the mix for those top-end pass rushers and top-end defensive players and some of those big targets like that. So I think, you know, it's unfortunate. It's something you've got to overcome, but it was also the cost of doing business. And frankly, you know, franchise-level quarterbacks are harder to find than DJ Moore-level wide receivers. And even though DJ Moore-level wide receiver is very, very good.
Yep. I agree. It's hard to understand why teams draft wide receivers really high when there are – look, no offense to DJ Moore. There are so many wide receivers that come into the league, whether it's second round, third round, undrafted like Adam Thielen.
Yeah, I'd push back on that a little bit. I mean, the Adam Thielens of the world are really rare. And while I do believe that the law of supply and demand dictates that there are more qualified receivers coming into the league than there were 20 years ago, DJ's still really good. I mean,
he separated himself
from that group pretty effectively.
It's not a knock on DJ. I'm not in any way criticizing DJ Moore. I think he's a very good wide receiver. I don't look at DJ Moore as an elite one, number one wide receiver. I look at him as a good wide receiver that maybe is better suited to being
You're a pretty tough grader. There must not be very many elite ones if DJ doesn't count.
Do we disagree on just how we might disagree on just how good DJ Moore is. I like him.
We might.
Okay.
We might.
That's fair.
I think he's really good. I don't know where you draw the line at elite. Is it 8? Is it 10? Is it 15? I think he's one of those guys. I think he's, yeah, because he's so physical, because he's got run after the catch ability, and because he can go yard like you saw him do in Atlanta. Yeah, I think he's pretty special.
Okay.
Now,
right.
Is he Devontae Adams? But Devontae Adams might be a top 5 or a top 4 or whatever. So,
I'm with you on that. Also, yeah. was Devontae Adams a first-round pick?
Gosh,
I don't think so.
He had the benefit of playing with that Aaron Rodgers
did.
Guy, who's helped a lot of and that's the other thing to me, not to extend this segment way beyond its expiration date, but that's another thing I think you got to remember about DJ is not just that he was consistently productive. He did it with about a million different quarterbacks going back to his Maryland days through his career here.
No question.
He never had the opportunity to play with that kind of guy. And still, and I mean, to me, if you believe Justin Fields is going to be a good one, then we'll find out.
Oh, I don't believe that Justin Fields is going to be a good one. And DJ Moore was
You're so
hamstring.
Skeptical.
I am.
You're so cynical.
DJ Moore was hamstrung by his by the quarterbacks he played with, so he might be way better than even I give him credit because of the quarterbacks he played with. Darren Gant,
see, you've got to always look on the bright side. That's what's gotten me through life.
If you threw to DJ Moore, he'd be in the Hall of Fame already. You're the man. I appreciate your time.
Yet. He needs to wait at least 5 years. All right. We'll visit again soon.
You got it. We love asking the old guy. Darren Gant at Panthers.com, at Darren Gant with 2 T's for extra talent.
The Venture X card from Capital One gives you premium travel benefits, perfect for seeing Taylor Swift the Eras Tour, presented by Capital One. Ooh, I do love her. Earn 5x miles on flights and 10x miles on hotels through Capital One Travel.
Enjoy your stay in Suite 13.
Whoa, 13? That's Taylor's lucky number. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
This week at Macy's, discover great deals on spring updates for you and your home. Refresh your look with Michael Kors handbags, shoes, and more, $250 and under. Get 50 to 70% off suits, blazers, and pants for him. And shop select great value small appliances, $99.95 and under. Plus, get contact-free curbside pickup or pickup in-store today at Macy's. Details at Macy's.com/pickup. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
By the way, the Raiders are finalizing a deal with Jimmy Garoppolo.
Hey, look at that.
So, you understand that I am a recovering Jets fan, right?
Yes,
I am no longer a Jets fan. I could care less. They are, but I have familiarity with them. And for those people who remain Jet fans, and I know many, I can't figure out why, but I know many why you are still a Jets fan. I feel for you. If the Aaron Rodgers thing doesn't work out, what's plan B? I'm curious about that.
Zach Wilson?
Right. What's plan B if the Aaron Rodgers thing doesn't pan out? Because to be honest, plan A should have been Jimmy Garoppolo. Plan B should have been Derek Carr. Carr is not that good. Garoppolo is not that good. But if Rodgers decides tomorrow that, you know what, I'm just going to stay in Green Bay, or I'm going to retire, or I want to play somewhere else, what's plan B? So it pretty much the Jets have to be all in on Aaron Rodgers at this point. Have to. By the way, there's still a rumor that Tom Brady's going to the 49ers. Is that amazing? I just find that. Utterly.
Of course.
Utterly amazing. All right. So we should play some bets.
Place your bets. Here we are.
I bet you slice into the woods $100.
Gambling is illegal at Bushwood, sir, and I never slide.
Yeah. Okay, you can owe me. I owe you one.
All right, sir. I actually won one of my soccer wagers over the weekend, which I think had everything kind of, yeah, exactly. At Everton to win a match. And good for Everton for winning a match. my Liverpool, my Reds, just wet the bed at Southampton. Oh, no, I'm sorry, at Bournemouth. I get those two mixed up. Like, how do you lose to a team that was last at the bottom of the table after beating Man U 7-0? How do you do that? You can't explain it. You can't explain it.
Huh.
That's exactly right. Huh.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't.
Yeah. Anyway, you go first, Dennis Cox.
All right, I'm going to go right to the play-in games tomorrow. Pitt, Mississippi State. Give me the Panthers plus 110 on the money line.
Panthers plus 110.
Yep.
Very, very narrow. I have not delved into these games just yet. I am waiting. I am waiting to delve into them. All right. The Buffalo Sabres and the Montreal Canadiens are both in a very difficult spot. They are both getting a lot of plus money love. The Canadiens are home to the Colorado Avalanche. Could they do it, Dennis, at plus 210?
Yeah, they can.
All right. Well, let's see if they can do it at plus 210. Right there.
Okay.
Money line, plus 210 to Canadiens. I've gone to the Canadiens a lot lately. I'm not even sure that they've come through for me all that often. But let's see if they do today.
They just might.
Well, maybe not. Go ahead. You're up.
NC State plays Creighton in the first round out in Denver on Friday. No, right. Thursday. Give me the Wolfpack, plus 180.
Okay.
Give me the Wolfpack, plus 180.
It's not that bad. It's not that bad. I mean, they're an underdog to Creighton, but it's just a slight underdog. Right, what are
That's
they,
why I like it on the money line.
Is 180 translate to 4 points? Something like that?
Let's see. 4 points. Actually, it is Friday, by the way.
It is Friday.
I got the date wrong. 5.5.
5.5.
5.5.
Oh, okay. It's a little bit more than I expected.
It is Friday. By the way, UNC Asheville, a plus 17.5.
Okay, that makes a ton of sense.
Yeah.
All right, so we've got Girona and Atletico Madrid in La Liga today. It's the Monday night spectacular for La Liga today.
Sure.
Give me an Alvaro Morata anytime goal at plus 160.
I'm sure he will.
No idea who he is.
Neither do I.
I really don't know who that guy
Doesn't
is.
Matter. But you're getting value. That's all that matters.
It's not that much value, plus 160. But he must score a lot of goals if he's only plus 160.
All right.
That's where we are.
National champion, Kansas, plus 1,200.
Kansas? Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. All right, should we do that? Should we do something like that?
If you want to, go for it.
You
want to
do plus 3,300 for the Duke Blue Devils to win the national championship?
I see him at plus 3,500.
Oh! Give it to me! Give it plus 3,500, Duke to win the national championship.
Same odds as Kentucky.
Really?
Yeah.
Duke's better than Kentucky.
Yeah, they are.
The Venture X card from Capital One gives you premium travel benefits, perfect for seeing Taylor Swift the Eras Tour, presented by Capital One. Ooh, I do love her. Earn 5x miles on flights and 10x miles on hotels through Capital One Travel.
Enjoy your stay in Suite 13.
Whoa, 13? That's Taylor's lucky number. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.